So whenever we are doing some work, you know, thinking about the goal inspires us, it motivates us. So the Bhagavad Gita says, don't be attached to the results. So if we become detached from the results, then what will inspire us to work? Yeah. See, the Bhagavad Gita is very careful in what it says. There is a difference between goals and results. Goals are what we set before we do the work. Results are what come after the work is done. So the Bhagavad Gita is not telling us don't set goals. It is telling us don't be attached to the results. The Bhagavad Gita is spoken to Arjuna, and Arjuna was a warrior. So when he fought wars, he made strategies. He had goals. And Krishna doesn't tell you, I've forgotten the Bhagavad Gita. No, he appreciates the goal setting. So the whole point we have to understand, why should we not be attached to the results? Bhagavad Gita's focus is, again, I said, we have to remember our position. We are parts, we are not the whole. So we alone don't determine the result. Then any action that we do, we play a part, but our part alone doesn't determine the result. So there is some, we give an exam. Now our studies are one part of that. But along with that, there's so many other parts. Whether we get, what kind of marks we get. It depends on what kind of papers come in the exam. What kind of questions come in the exam. You know, what is the competitive level of other students at that time. So many other factors are there beyond our control, which also determine the result. So therefore, when we set the goal, so in every action, actually there are three factors which ultimately culminate to produce the result. In Sanskrit, it's called karma, daiva, kala. So our action, the will of destiny, and time. All these three, when they're together, then a result comes. It's like a farmer. When the farmer plows the land and sows the seeds, that is the action. The rains coming appropriately in time, in appropriate quantity, that is the destiny. And the change of season from the sowing to the harvesting, that is the passage of time. And after that, the results will come. That is, the harvest will be there. So similarly, in every activity that we do, there is our endeavor. There is the will of destiny, there is the passage of time. After that, the result will come. So, a couple may decide to have a child, may desire to have a child. Or they endeavor for that. But, you know, even if they endeavor, even if they are successful, the child is not going to come tomorrow. Take at least 9-10 months. So, like that, in every activity that we do, there is something which is in our control. So the Bhagavad Gita, when it tells us don't be attached to the results, that means that don't worry about that which is, don't get obsessed with that which is not in your control. So, setting goals helps us to focus on our endeavoring. Be worrying too much about the results actually distracts us from endeavoring. So, that's why we can set goals, but we needn't be attached to the results. So, actually, by that detachment from the results, we will be able to focus more. Now, say if there's a cricket match going on or a baseball match going on, if the batsman starts thinking, oh, you know, if I score this many runs, we'll win the match. But what if I don't score? What if I get out? What if... Well, all that the batsman has to do is focus on the ball that is coming right now. Play it the best. One ball, score one run. Next ball, score some runs. Just keep doing one thing at a time. At a time, gradually they can win the match. So, by being attached to the results, we can get crippled. We can cramp ourselves. By focusing on the efforts, we can release ourselves to do our best. So that's what the Bhagavad Gita asks us to do. Focus on the endeavor, not on the result. Okay. Any other questions?